Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Now then, with regards to, well, they have many names. They have the Extreme Risk Protection Order, the Red Flag Gun Confiscation Order, the Plain Old Order of Protection, or the Gun Violence Restraining Order, as they call it in Cali. And regardless of the name, if the police show up out of the blue with one of those orders to take your guns, the question now becomes, what should you do? And it is a very good idea to think about it now to help minimize the disruption to your life and keep your options open going forward. Open options. And if you don't think this could ever happen to you, more and more states have these where a family member, intimate partner, school administrator, coworker, or medical professional can ask a court to consider issuance of one of those orders to confiscate your firearms. Unfortunately, they employ a very low burden of proof for a judge to issue one of those orders. In the end, they generally issue them for two reasons. One, because you supposedly, keyword there, present a threat to yourself or others. Second reason, no judge wants to deny one of these orders, only to have the target then go off and commit mayhem with the guns. Not a lot of courageousness there. In all candor, those orders are probably issued maliciously or vexatiously, almost as often as they are legitimately. Divorce attorneys love to file them to create leverage in negotiating favorable property or child custody agreements. Gun-hating relatives may file them because they don't like that you clean your icky guns while little Sally and Jimmy are at home and can see them. Or maybe the fact that you have guns just inflames their anti-gun bigotry and prejudice. Maybe you took your little crumb snatchers Trevor and Alexandra out to the range to teach them gun safety and show them how to safely shoot your handgun and maybe a rifle or two. And maybe worse yet, you might have shared or posted pictures of them having a great time on social media. And you might have double-triggered certain gun-fearing relatives if your kids are pictured pulling the trigger on something like America's favorite rifle, the AR-15. If you don't think one of those orders could be used against you, me, anybody, don't be foolish about that. How's your relationship with your significant other? I don't live in a state where we have those orders. But the day is young. Some states, Illinois has them. And sometimes it's so bad that there'll be like a fight between a boyfriend, girlfriend, and or husband, wife. And sometimes the wife goes straight to the court. Supposed to be an amicable split, going straight to the court. Hours later, cops show up, collect your guns. Now, these people, now, here's the thing. One of the things about being a gun owner and a gun carrier is you got to be aware. And if you sense the crazy brewing, you can, take your guns somewhere else and store them somewhere else with somebody else. Because when they show up with the gun restraining or, the red flag, whatever they call it, if there's no guns to confiscate, well, they're not going to get them. And a few grand and several months later, You might get, you know, you might get this lifted. In certain places, you might get your FOID back. Now, there's another story out there. Another guy worked for the U.S. government as a security contractor for cargo vessels, and his job was to combat ship piracy and takeovers like we've seen in the Red Sea. So he packed his bags and left after an argument with his soon-to-be ex. The next day, they caught up with him. The cops stripped him of his guns and his firearm owner ID card and carry license. The day after that, he was suspended from his job. And it took him 6 months to get things ironed out. 2 years later, the state of Illinois resuspended his FOID and carry license, saying they wanted to reinvestigate the matter. Once again, he lost his ability to go over work. Thousands of dollars and lots of Tums later, he was once more cleared of wrongdoing and the licenses were restored. You would think somebody who lives in a place like Illinois that does this kind of work would think better about living there in the first place, but that's, you know, it's neither here nor there. The bottom line is it's easier than you may think to find yourself on the wrong end of one of those orders. And even worse for gun owners, there's little or no excuse or recourse to try to get damages against those filing wrongful, vexatious, or malicious allegations. So what can you do? What can you do to prepare for a surprise visit from police with a red flag order in hand? Now, if you sense a spike in drama on the home front, like a looming divorce or child custody dispute, you should preemptively relocate at least some of your guns and maybe some ammo and magazines as well to a trusted friend's or relative's place. That's becoming almost a cottage industry in these states that have these red flag orders. I mean, some people are holding 100-plus guns for each other. And it's like a little community. It's a little cottage community going on there. Even without drama, you might want to really seriously consider getting an extra defensive pistol, shotgun, or carbine and store them with a trusted friend or relative. And it's a good hedge against fire or theft in addition to domestic unrest. Now, then the problem becomes, if you're living in a state, if both of you live in the same state, of course, your friend might get targeted as well. So you're going to have to be very trusting of this. You're going to have to be very discerning about who you pick. And keep the knowledge of this outside cash between you and the guy upstairs and your friend or relative you're doing it with. And just in case you might need a means of protecting yourself from a deadly threat that might arise. Now, along the same lines, you can go get a nice big piece of PVC pipe and glue at the local hardware store. You can get a shovel. Springtime makes for a fine time to clean up those beds and plant some flowers outside your home. Spruce things up a little. So, this is just something to consider. Because lawyers take the fun out of everything. Just be sure to check your local laws in terms of compliance with a court order and continued possession of boomsticks in violation of a court order. And it's still better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6. If you are served with a red flag order, you will become a prohibited person when it comes to buying. So not only would you be lying on a 4473, but the NICS check would probably block the sale even if you did lie and misrepresent your status. Also, under the category of don't do, don't try to block law enforcement from executing one of these red flag orders. They're going to come into your home and seize those guns, and they'll do it over your dead body if needed. Gary Willis resisted one of those orders in Maryland, and cops shot him dead at 5:17 a.m. His response to banging on the door at the early hour was understandable. His resistance to their lawful confiscation order wasn't. They will have the authority under to enter your residence, and they will do it. Just take a deep breath, control your temper, and let them in. Keep your mouth shut until your anger subsides. And if you resist, they will use force, and you will lose that confrontation. There will be another day. Some of these legal representation companies, they're getting plans built in with this as well. So, if you live in a state, check your local law, see if you got a red flag order, and start making plans just in case. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Got a couple of things right now that I want to bring up. SHOT Show just concluded, and one of the things at SHOT Show that Smith & Wesson debuted a new lever-action gun. And lever-action guns are enjoying a resurgence of popularity. There are a lot of companies that have sprung up that make accessories, and you can turn your gun, your lever-action gun, into a tactical lever-action gun if that's what you want. And it's a two-century-old sort of technology, right? And the thing about lever-action guns is they're legal in all 50 states. Well, at every town, they have something called the smoking gun, and they decided to complain all the goodies there in a piece headlined, Deadly Innovations from the 2024 Shunt Show, all in capital letters. So what does this have to do with lever-action guns? Because apparently that's a deadly innovation now. Because Smith & Wesson unveiled their first lever-action rifle, a stark contrast to the company's AR-15s, which can be seen as the company's attempt to compete with Ruger's Marlin Firearms brand of lever-action rifles, Henry's, you know, Rossi. Smith & Wesson's new Model 1854 rifles are also a nod to the company's roots, as Horace Smith and Daniel P. or B. Wesson patented their first lever-action rifle, or their first lever-action pistols and rifles in 1854, as part of the short-lived Volcanic Repeating Arms Company. They are chambered for .44 Magnum, and they hold 9 rounds. Henry got out there, and they introduced a lever-action rifle that will run and use and reload with AR-15 magazines. So in other words, they're capitalizing on the gun industry's push for assault weapons, they say. This follows the company's introduction of the semi-automatic Homesteader rifle last year, which uses 9mm Glock 6-hour Smith & Wesson pistol magazines. Now, typically, one of the reasons I had a lever-action rifle, I shot it, I liked it. It was just impractical for me. The 45-70 ammunition is very expensive. Love the gun. Gosh, I love the gun. Built it out. It was a lovely rifle. But 45-70 in the Henrys, in the Henrys X, held 4 rounds in the magazine. So I could carry an extra 12 rounds on the gun, on the buttstock, and on the handguard that I had installed on it. But, and that was good for 3 reloads. But the reloads on the gun itself were very clunky, even with the side loader. It's far easier to load that gun with 45-70 ammo, unless you're going to pay somebody to slick it up. You can do that. You can send it off and have it slicked up and make it a little easier to manage. But the side gate is a little stiff. And it's not the fastest thing in the world to reload that way. So with the, you know, coming out here with magazines that you can reload, you know, jam in there like an AR-15, that's a pretty good idea. But, of course, smoking gun, they took an issue with that. Now, the interesting part about this is that despite their claims about just wanting some common sense gun control, it sort of reveals they don't want us to have access to anything. Because lever actions are based on technology that turned up in a handgun in 1826. This isn't an innovation in any appreciable sense. Although Henry's using magazines is new. Smith & Wesson, this is just a new line, but it's based on the same old design. And if you look at other office offerings, there were deadly innovations like the Micro Steps Forward, like the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 now lets you leave optics on the rifle when you fold it. Palmetto State Armory is taking semi-auto tech and making an MP7 clone in 5.7 car and has an AR-15 style Thompson. Not a huge leap in anything, really. I mean, that's the thing. Now we're just sort of taking things, dropping it in a pot, and mixing them. So, SHOT Show has happened, and the left, their heads are popping. Segwaying what would the term be that we would hear? Reauthorization. The Undetectable Firearms Act is up for reauthorization, and many Republicans don't want to see it reauthorized. So, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, a little pressure on him right now. And Johnson's going to be tested a lot over the next handful of months here coming up. And this, of course, involves the dumbest gun control measure humanly possible. A group of nearly 75 Republican members of the House of Representatives are demanding that Speaker Mike Johnson oppose the reauthorization of a decades-old gun control law, according to a letter obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. This is the Undetectable Firearms Act, which was enacted by the 100th Congress in 1988 and bans the manufacture, sale, or import of any firearm that isn't detectable by a door frame metal detector or other security technology, which are commonly termed ghost guns. This is about Glocks. See, I have often said that lawmakers, especially leftist lawmakers, they take all of their cues from movies. And if you don't remember, what was the name of the movie? Bruce Willis movie. In the second Bruce Willis movie, where's John McClane? Why can't I remember the name? It'll come to me. In that second movie, they're using Glocks, and he refers to them as a Glock 7, a ceramic pistol that you can't afford. Can't be seen by any x-rays. Of course, that's never been the case. The provisions have to be reauthorized before their statutory expiry date of March 8th. And with the House Republicans demanding that Johnson not bring the Senate's reauthorization bill, which was passed in July of 2023, to the floor. And then it would expire. Now, the Biden administration, they'll take anything they can get and prostitute it. Right now, we've got the ATF. There's still a final definition of a frame or receiver. That's still being considered in the courts. And, that's something to take into effect. And if somebody really wanted to produce a firearm today that's undetectable to metal detectors and they have the capability to do it, there's literally nothing in the law that will stop them from doing it. The average person might be interested in trying to do it, but they've never really been able to. You would have to have a non-metal barrel. You'd have to have a non-metal upper. You'd have to have non-metal springs and connection pins and all the things that are metal on a Glock would all have to be polymer or, something, carbon fiber, something like that. There was a time when everybody thought the Glock could just go right through anything and not be seen. And, it was not the case then, and it is not the case now. And just for that one reason alone, that's enough not to reauthorize it. We'll be right back. This is Lock 'em Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week. The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th? Clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots thanks to the weather forecast that is calling for significant cloud cover. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This is sort of for the new guys, the new gun owners out there. Some of you are going to go to trainers, and they're going to tell you that they think maybe you might not want to put a flashlight on your gun because some instructors just sort of shy away from that. And the reason for that is fairly clear. In order to use that light to illuminate what's in front of you, that means you're going to have to muzzle it with the gun or have the gun pointed in that general direction. Now, you can aim it at a nice sharp angle where you're not actually line of sight and bounce it off the floor. But when you're illuminating something, if it is a bad guy and you're bouncing it off the floor, well, then, you know, he knows where you are now. So, might not be something you want to do. Along with that, though, if you're going to mount a flashlight to your gun, I mean, all of my carry guns have flashlights on them now. And if you're going to mount a flashlight to them, then you're going to have a holster that has that provision in it. Most holsters nowadays are cut, is, well, I say cut. If you're getting a polymer holster or any of the various hard shell holsters that they make now, because everybody has their own little formulation. Holsters with flashlights are available. All of them have optic cuts built into them. It's a great thing. However, sometimes you might want to take the flashlight off. Now, for you new guys, this means you have to have a holster that doesn't go by the flashlight. I know that, you know, some people are going, this is the stupidest thing I've ever. Yes, it is, I know. But it's not stupid when you don't know it, right? Now, for duty carry, or for concealed carry, a pistol with a flashlight attached can be accommodated within most retention systems if you're a patrol officer, for example. And with most of these retention holsters, like I'm using G-Code XSRs now, they are built to lock in both the holster and the trigger guard in some cases. In my case, yes. And No issues at all. No mishaps at all. Now, for concealed carry, now we're talking about a rather bulky ensemble that we're trying to, we're trying to conceal it. And it has to be able to be drawn and reholstered with a reasonable degree of safety. But a serious problem happens then, new people, when the pistol, without its usual attached flashlight, is placed within a holster designed to accommodate both the pistol and the attached flashlight. In most cases, it's not even going to sit in there straight. Because it's with some holsters, like with from what I've seen with Safariland, I don't own a Safariland, but most holsters without the flashlight are going to snap in place around your trigger guard. So when you have a flashlight on there, it's going to be wider than the trigger guard's going to be. So when you stick it in there, if it's designed to have a flashlight in it, now you really don't have anything holding it in place. It's very, very easy just to lose your gun. It'll just fall out. And they never fall out at a convenient time at all, ever. Then there's the unintentional discharge. And the only case I know of was with an inside-the-waistband holster. And the likely cause of that was the holster itself. And the holster was designed to accommodate a pistol with a flashlight attached. And the holster wearer holstered the pistol without an attached flashlight. And as he did, a part of the holster itself entered the trigger guard and depressed the trigger. If you have a holster designed for a flashlight, keep the flashlight on it. Because that would not have happened had the flashlight been on it. And the holster had not been adequately tested with regard to the eventuality of a user holstering his pistol without the attached flashlight. When you have a holster specifically designed to accommodate a particular pistol with a particular flashlight attached, don't attempt to carry your pistol in this holster by itself absent the flashlight. All the geometry, almost every gun out there today has geometry different than any other gun. There's a couple of holsters out there that work with every gun. I don't know how adequate they are. Let's segue a little bit and talk about the destabilization of our civilization that's going on right now. We're in the middle of this. We're in the middle of widespread and increasing violent lawlessness. Illegal drug use is going through the roof, particularly fentanyl, which is being effortlessly imported by the drug cartels. We've got squalorous homelessness is growing up on an enormous scale. Massive, uncontrolled, unvetted, unhampered illegal immigration and untreated mental illness. In these homeless encampments, you've got deadly pathogens aggravated by a lack of sanitation. Our society's sanitary and medical facilities are buckling under the overload, and they're predictably breaking down. Believe it or not, children, the metro areas of this country used to be very beautiful, and now they're being converted into filthy, disease-ridden, bug-infested, rodent-infested, violent third-world hellscapes. Now, if you come into physical contact with these law-breaking asylum seekers, this exposes us to all manner of nasty illnesses and parasites. If you are a police officer or a social worker or emergency medical personnel or a charitable volunteer who often have no choice but to go hands-on with these denizens of the homeless encampments, you got to wear adequate protective clothing. Even then, coming into close contact with these people is very dangerous on several levels and should be carefully avoided by the rest of us. We currently live in an era were mentally and physically sick people, illegal immigrants, as well as dangerous, deadly, and violent criminals. They are completely unrestrained by a legal system that has gone lax on you. Not blocked from entry, not arrested, not locked up, not institutionalized, not deported, and the leftist politicians refuse to protect you from them. Now, they do insulate themselves, of course. So the hordes of illegal immigrants, many of them diseased, many of them also dangerous criminals and terrorists, are flooding, all by design. Here's the best thing to do. First and foremost, avoid any contact with them. That's always the best strategy. Don't get close to them. If they approach you, immediately disengage and separate. No conversation, no contact, interaction of any kind. Try to avoid crowds and metro areas in general. Carry a weapon everywhere you go and practice the stealth existence. And if you ignore that, and if you try to help these people by coming into close contact with them and the places they live, you're doing that at enormous personal risk, risk far greater than most realize. All the gunfighters I know, the one true thing about them is they're so aware of their surroundings, they never get into a gunfight. They avoid trouble simply by paying attention. They're not seeking gunfights. They're just very well trained to end one should one arise in front of them. Now, if you really want to help them in your local area, write a generous check to your church and leave it at that. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2400. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Politician, let me just put it this way. As far as what's going on in the United States today, on the federal level, government has failed. I don't see how they're possibly, you know, we might get Trump elected, we might not. Whatever happens, though, they are hapless. If you've got good state politicians, keep them until they no longer serve a purpose. Don't encourage them to go to the feds, because it's going to be fought in the states. The only salvation the country has now are the states. And speaking of the states, we get this. A Washington bill would require a convicted sex offender be among the members of the state sex offender policy board, which would also be renamed sex offense policy board. According to the Denver Gazette, House Bill 2177 is the brainchild of Democrat Representative Tara Simmons, who has joined in her push to let the inmates run the asylum by Alex Mayo with Washington Voices, an organization that represents convicted sex offenders. He told the committee that the bill would increase diversity of perspectives on the sex offender policy board. For far too long, we've been focused solely on punishment. Our policies also need to address healing and prevention. Nothing like getting an expert opinion. If you got, you know, trying to apply DEI to the justice system, especially when it comes to rehabilitation, is a silly, silly thing. But here we get two expert opinions, starting with Simmons, charged with 5 felonies, including for theft, drugs, and having a gun in her car. She served 20 months in prison in Mayo, described as a returning citizen, and he's returning from, and why he was away, you know, that kind of thing. We can find that if you just search him out. But the bottom line in policies to address healing is that anyone who says sex offenders, particularly pedophiles, can be reliably cured, this is pretend science and ignoring reality. Per a clinical therapist at the Residential Sex Offender Treatment Program at the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, it is a lot more difficult for a preferential offender, pedophile, who only has sexual attraction and arousal to children. They are very difficult, if not impossible, to rehabilitate. Typically, these are the sex offenders who reoffend or see nothing wrong with their actions because to them, they are expressing love. How can this be love? It's not the first time young Miss Simmons has decided to set dangerous criminals who have proven they can't be trusted without a custodian loose on the general population. In 2022, per Schiff Washington, she introduced House Bill 1692 to reduce penalties for drive-by shooters in the name of equity. And the bill changes the definition of aggravated murder to exclude drive-by shootings. Also reported on Tuesday by the Post-Millennial is news that Simmons and the Washington Democrats are attempting to pass legislation that would allow felons, including serial killers, to vote, serve on a jury, and even run for office while incarcerated. Wow. I sometimes you sit back and you're like, wow. What chutzpah? I mean, that's just enormous. So we got serial predatory parasites. They're going to get to vote. They get, and of course, the Democrats think they'll vote for them. That's their whole thing. The Democrats are for anybody that'll vote, as long as they vote for them. They don't care who they are. Now, of course, they want to disarm the victim pool and punish citizens for using a firearm in defense of their life. But, Simmons, who was endorsed by the self-named Alliance for Gun Responsibility. These are violence monopoly zealots who never saw a gun they didn't want to grab and who partner with prominent prohibitionists across the land. And that support is all the proof you need to show that to them, common sense gun safety means disarming you and releasing the hounds. Cloward and Piven. This is Cloward and Piven with criminals. Now, I got a couple of questions regarding this, and I'm very curious. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to me right now, which I can't imagine why you would be, but if you are, how do you are you not mortified by this lunacy coming from people? See, Democrats, liberal Democrats, actually want the same thing I want. If they actually exist, they want the same thing I want. They just have a different way of getting it, because liberal means therefore liberty. Now, these guys, what these guys are doing, this is not liberal. That's socialist. It's communist. It's not even progressive. And I want to know when the regular Democrats are going to look around and say, these guys are lunatics. Now, I'm seeing, what's his name? Rappaport. He got out there the other day. He hates, he's an actor. He's a comedian. He hates Trump, but he's out there right now because he lives in New York and he's looking at what's going on right now. He's like, well, maybe Trump's the answer. 50 Cent got out there and said the same thing because they are regular Democrats. They're rank and file Democrats who are celebrities, but at the same time, they're looking out there and they're saying, this is lunacy. And that's why I'm asking that question. Now, Simmons is being promoted by the party's mainstream. So that means she's endorsed by Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden's secretary. The Secretary of Transportation. U.S. Senator Patty Murray. She's endorsed by Governor Jay Inslee and Attorney General Bob Ferguson. And in a supreme example of cognitive dissonance, very likely more, economic self-interest over oaths. The Washington State Fraternal Order of Police endorsed her. And after choosing sides, those guys expect to be thanked. Now, in a related development, the city of Seattle, Washington, will pay rioters who demonstrated in the names of Black Lives Matter $10 million to settle a lawsuit over allegations of excessive force from more than four dozen plaintiffs. And if Simmons' efforts succeed, they'll be able to vote for more. In a city run by Democrats, you got to wonder how many of her constituents, Fraternal Order of Police constituents protected by qualified immunity, were beating on her constituents of color. Because I don't think it was as bad as they say it is. In the same vein, we just saw in New York City, where they have a lot of the same things that Washington State has, we just saw in New York City that group of illegal immigrants who have already flown the coop, they beat up on a bunch of cops, they got out without any bail at all and flipped off the cameras. This is madness. This is what they want for you. They want to disarm you. They want to put criminals in your midst. They want to make sure that you understand who's in charge. They want to do away with anything that keeps them from staying in permanent power, and they'll do anything disruptive they possibly can should they lose an election. And yet, it's not about the politicians. Washington State can end all of this in November if they want to. New York State could. California could. New Jersey could. Baltimore, Illinois. All of them could. And the problem is simply this. America has not hit rock bottom yet. America is so big and so successful that we haven't hit rock bottom yet. For some of us, we see it coming. We don't want to see it coming because we know how bad it's going to be. We don't know the details, but we know how bad it's going to be. For others, for those that, there's some that don't even know what's going to happen, and the left is all in. They're all in on this. This is Cloward and Piven with crime. They want you knocked to your knees, and then they're going to come in when you beg them to restore order. And I don't know how they're going to do that part, though. That's the hard part, because they vilify the police in these jurisdictions I just mentioned. They can't get people to be cops there. They're down cops. They're minus cops. So I don't know how that's going to work. We are going to see. We are definitely going to see, though. We'll see how that goes. In any event, they're about to get what they want, or they're getting what they want in these states, and it's just not working out. They're starting to lose the faithful. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.